you know, leadership is one of the things that I think is of primary importance, that people who are in leadership roles have, they give voice and action to opportunities of inclusion and belonging. They make people feel part of the organization, their own team, but then in the greater team. They connect the work of the most junior people to the success of the organization in total.
You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. Hopefully you caught my first episode with my guest Greg Morley last week. He shared stories from his experience with Disney and Moët Hennessy and shared the value in considering culture as a business imperative. In the second part of my conversation that I share with you today, we go beyond culture and dig deeper into the layers of inclusion, equity, and belonging. We've had several conversations around this topic on the podcast, but I feel like we dug in a little more this time, thanks to Greg. Greg shares the powerful stories and insights behind his new book, Bond, Belonging and the Keys to Inclusion and Connection. It's a must read for any people-first leader. If you've ever struggled with how to move from performative DEI to something truly meaningful, this episode will challenge and equip you. Enjoy. Okay, talk to me about the Bond method.
Yeah. So I have to be very clear. I don't think I've ever said this. So I came up with the method, the keys, sort of in retrospect.
Okay.
So I wrote the book, not having sort of said, I want to write a book around six pillars.
Right.
It wasn't that way. I took my own experience. I took the experience of other people the stories I tell in the book and the people who joined me and told their stories. And then I went back and I said, what are the themes that come out of this work and these stories? And I identified six things that I think are very important in terms of building a culture of inclusion and belonging. And I encourage people to get the book. You can go through the six. I won't do that now because it would be another keynote. But you know, leadership is one of the things that I think is of primary importance, that people who are in leadership roles have, they give voice and action to opportunities of inclusion and belonging. They make people feel part of the organization, their own team, but then in the greater team. They connect the work of the most junior people to the success of the organization in total. They make people feel like those brands are brands that I resonate with. And I tell a story of this connection that I think was made in one of our business units. We had a woman who was working on Dom Perignon. So everybody wants to have Dom Perignon. It's a beautiful brand. It's a great champagne. And she was working on the Lady Gaga campaign. And they had done a whole lot of work around women empowerment in this Asian country, which is not a place where you would think they would start talking about some of these topics. And her manager, the leader of the business, was very supportive. I mean, he was action-oriented supportive, not just like, yeah, I'll give you the resource or you can have the meeting room. I mean, he was there pushing them to do the work. They did this woman empowerment work, and somebody started to talk about LGBTQ issues. And the first time somebody brought it up, they immediately shut it down because they said, it's illegal in this country. We can't talk about that. Da, da, da. They had another round of this talk about women empowerment, and the issue came up again. And then at this point, they kind of let the leader was prepared to sort of facilitate and let the conversation go. Months later, this gets to the point of like feeling like somebody really belongs somewhere. This manager sent out a message about this campaign around Lady Gaga and Dom Perignon. And the point of the campaign was, here's all the marketing materials, go to this share drive, you can pull everything down, we're going to do this big event. And Lady Gaga's, you know, because we have a collaboration with Lady Gaga, we're going to give support to her charitable foundation, which is Born This Way. And Born This Way Foundation supports under at-risk kids, especially LGBTQ youth. And why that's so important to me is that as a member of the community, I feel like this is an organization that really supports who I am. And this is a place where I belong. And so he sent me that email that she had sent out. And it was like a sort of like a complete mic drop moment, because she right in that moment explained why things are, why it's so important for people to feel like they belong somewhere. Mm. And I called him. I said, did you know this was coming? And he said, no, I had no idea. And he said, but you know what? If I think about her performance over the last 6 months, she's never been so good. Mm. And so, you know, back to why this agenda is important in companies is it makes a difference. The data shows that inclusive companies perform better. Mm-hmm. Inclusive cultures led by inclusive leaders do better. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. So this, you know, why leadership's important. And there's a couple of other things I think in the book that a couple of other these keys or the method of the bond method that are important is we really have to try our best to stand in the shoes of other people. And I think now more than ever, that's important, because one of the reasons I wrote the book was I saw that the discussion around inclusion and diversity was becoming very stretched out. And there was a lot of noise on the margins, and that continues now. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get people back to the center to talk about, again, what is the business reason this is important? Why is it important that I show up at work and I feel like this is where I belong? This is where I'm included. This is the safe place. And, you know, a lot of people come to work and work, you know, I don't know what goes on in their home life. Right. I may know something about them, but I can't architect their life outside of work. I can make sure that when they come to work, as a leader, that this is their safe place. This is where they can be their best. This is, you know, you used the word when we were talking earlier about being authentic. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where I can be who I am. So that, you know, that Dom Perignon manager, she could be who she was and do her best work there. Now, whatever challenges she faced outside of work, maybe work gave her a little bit of courage to deal with those, but that's another world. And so I think that's critically important. And I do think maybe one of the third things that people can take away as we talk is it's important to just continue to learn. And that, you know, that's also part of bringing people, trying to stand in other people's mm-hmm. shoes. You know, you and I had a conversation earlier. I'm just very curious about like how you got to this very almost 100 episode successful podcast. How do you make those transitions? And that helps me to understand, okay, that might influence a bit of what I think about how I would do my work. And I think curiosity is something we've got to re-engage in. And it also helps people to feel like I care for you. I'm interested in your story. And ultimately, when managers do that, like, you're important, you belong here.
Yes. And I love that you brought in the word curiosity, because there's a saying that someone said to me once, a coach that said, you know, curiosity kills judgment. And I think that's so true. As long as you can stay open and curious and ask questions, there's less likely to be judgment. And I just think we need more of that. I think there's a balance when I think about, first of all, what's happening. And I don't want to talk politics on the show, but they're, you know, just the fact that DEI and is funding being pulled and people losing jobs when it is probably one of the most critical things that we need in the workplace today. But it also feels soft. And when we talk about connection and engagement, it is more difficult, I think, to show the impact. Have you had any success with showing the impact of creating that connection and inclusivity?
Yeah. So I really try to lead with that, because, you know, for the past, I would say 25, 30 years since diversity and inclusion work has been going, you know, there are many studies that have created a wealth of data, and the data shows these are facts. These are not,
right.
You know, you can argue the soft part.
Yeah.
The facts are that companies that have a level of diversity, whatever that diversity is defined in that company, whether it's gender diversity, ethnic diversity, experience diversity, locational diversity, whatever it is, but it normally is something that reflects the consumer of that company, that those organizations are 20% more creative and they're 30% more likely to avoid risk in the business because people look at things in a different way. Those are facts. Inclusive organizations are 6 times more likely to exceed their targets. Mm. And so those data are driven by employee surveys, which people respond to most, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of ways to make sure they're honest. And then they're compared against a peer group. And then, okay, you compare the two and you say, okay, organizations at a higher level of inclusivity perform better in general. And then when you layer that on with inclusive leadership, the ability for organizations to outperform in terms of market value, market cap is also superior. So I try to take it from the perspective of these components done well in a company make difference at the bottom line. If I want to grow my business, I want to reach out to new consumers. I want the people in my business to understand those consumers. I want them to help me build product, build services, build brands so that we can attract a wider variety of people. I also know, as we all know, that in the market, everywhere in the world, it's hard to get great talent. Mm-hmm. And it's getting harder mm-hmm. because jobs are getting harder. And so companies who are building inclusive organization and reflect the talent that we're trying to attract are much more competitive. And so those things are important. Now, if I go back to the political conversation, it's for sure that in this period of time, there's a great scrutiny on investment in programming. Programming is important, but it's not always the strategy of the company. Mm. So yes, maybe that over time, there was too much investment in things that were maybe non-core mm-hmm. to the organization's strategy. There was a huge amount of investment that happened in the last 3 or 4 years. The difference between 5 and 10 years ago and now is that we're talking about this issue. Mm. 5 or 10 years ago, it was being done by a communications or HR manager buried somewhere in the organization.
Right.
So I think it's being talked about and being challenged because it is so important, because it's making change, and that's when things get difficult. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the right things are worth fighting for. But again, you know, I had a conversation with somebody the other night who is, I would say, on the other end of a spectrum of where I am being, in the role that I'm in. And it was fascinating to have a conversation with him to understand and stand in his shoes, to understand why he had that belief and mm-hmm. that view and that very strong view of things. And I learned something from him because we had a conversation.
Right.
And I'm actually now of the mind to prompt the conversation. And I know that that's a fear that we have, which is, I don't want to get into this conversation because yeah. it gets so emotional. I mean, you have to put some constraint around
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But I think we have to have the courage to go back to having conversations with people. And we may not like what we hear, but if we don't understand what we don't understand or we don't know, then we end up in our bubble. And we're just perpetuate the bubble. And I really believe that if I had to go back and diagnose what happened in diversity, equity, inclusion, is those of us, I'll blame myself as well, practicing in this craft, lost the people behind us. Mm. There's a whole middle of people who didn't see themselves impacted by the work. They were willing to be allies. They were willing to champion. They were willing to support. But when it came to making a decision of this or that, they would go with that because it wasn't really core to them. We started using language that people didn't understand. It was too far. We got too, in sports terms, we got ahead over our skis.
Yeah.
So let's go back. And again, the book is very much that I hope when you read the book, you see it's very approachable language. It's very much the stories of people and organizations where it made a difference. And then people can say, oh, okay, I see that. And I can remove myself a bit from the political discussion, which can get very emotional.
Well, and going back to that curiosity, I mean, you were curious. You asked the question of your colleague or friend why they believed what they believed. And you learned from that. And I think if you're right, if we can all do more of that and with boundaries and, you know, I think it would benefit us all.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's my new project for this couple of months is to have some difficult, engaging, provocative conversations. And I hope I'll learn from them as well. Yeah. And I have been.
Yeah. Good. Well, Greg, this has been a phenomenal conversation. I am so excited to read your book and pull in some of the lessons into the work that I do as well. So thank you for sharing what you did today. Anything that you really want to make sure that leaders listening take away as they're trying to build a more inclusive environment?
Yeah. Well, thanks for including me in the podcast. I'm so happy for you to have coming up on your 100 podcast milestone. That's an amazing achievement. My gosh, you could have imagined that in the start.
No.
I think what I would like leaders to take away is go back to the business case for inclusion and belonging. Mm-hmm. Talk to the people that work on your teams about why that's important to them and what it means to them. What's the language they use when they talk about feeling included or feeling excluded? And when you have those conversations with people, you can gain great insight. I think the last thing I would leave anybody with, whether it's this space or not, is that, you know, hopefulness and positivity are important. Mm. And I think as we are in a time of great change, we need to continue to have those mindsets, because that's what will keep moving us forward. There are setbacks along the road of any journey. And if we continue to know that things will get better, we'll continue to make progress. I know we will. Then that's how we'll get there.
Wonderful. I love it. How can people find you if they want to work with you?
So you can reach me on gregmorley.com. It's very easy, gregmorley.com, or the same name on LinkedIn, or you can search the book Bond, Belonging, and the Keys to Inclusion and Connection. And it's pretty much everywhere on your favorite retailer's website. and I look forward to hearing from any of your listeners on any of those channels.
Awesome. I'll put all that information in the show notes. Greg, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Wendy. This has been great.
What a great episode. I love that Greg's approach to inclusion isn't just about checking boxes. It's about changing hearts, systems, and leadership mindsets. His story is a reminder that belonging is built moment by moment and not mandated top down. I hope you took that away as well. If this resonated with you, I encourage you to check out his book, Bond, and consider how your organization is cultivating connection at every level. Check out the link in the show notes to grab his book or connect with him on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.